Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. All really helps out the channel. And let's jump straight into today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Throwaway Son Help. It does come with an update, and it's titled, "My son's 18 male, mother's family poisoned him against me. He thinks I, 33 male, abandoned him." Judging by the age, I'm guessing you all know how young I was when he was born. His mum, my ex, were best friends since we were in kindergarten. She was the love of my life. We were together from 5th grade up into our sophomore year. Her family just made us stop having contact. They moved and everything. For the longest time I wondered why, but now I know my answer. Beginning of June, I'm sent a text from an unknown number. It said, "You don't know me, but..." And after a long message, he tells me he's my son, and wanted me to know he graduated from high school, got accepted into college, no thanks to me. He just wanted me to know that he managed to do it without his deadbeat father. I have my cell on my Facebook page and stuff, so he probably got it from there. So part of me was thinking this had to be a prank, but he mentioned my ex. I had to call him and asked to meet up. He at least agreed. I was nervous meeting him, but he seemed to hate me. It was very emotional for me because I saw so much of my ex in him and also some of me, and I never had a clue. My ex passed when he was 2. Her parents told him I wanted no involvement in his life, but I was never even told of his existence. I absolutely would have been around if I knew I got her pregnant. He didn't believe me, and he thinks I'm just trying to cover my ass. That's not it, but he seems to think so. They went as far as to tell him I broke up with her when she told me she wanted nothing to do with him, as a way to convince him he doesn't need a dad like me in his life. My son left the park where we met, still not believing me. He was really upset. What stung the most was the hate on his face, the way he was looking like I'm the biggest piece of shit on the planet. I'm crushed. I told him I want to know more about him, be in his life, and I absolutely would have if I'd known. He doesn't seem to want anything to do with me. They said too much against me. How do I get him to see that I'm telling the truth? I'm heartbroken over this. Never wanted him to think he was unwanted his whole life. Is there any way to convince him I didn't know anything about him, or what do I do to navigate things with him? Now this one must be incredibly difficult for OP, but I can only think that, you know, this is just going to take time and a lot of energy to fix. Knowing that OP's ex's parents had said that he wants no involvement in the child's life when, you know, he didn't even know about his existence. But it did have me questioning that the fact that he got in contact with you, and, you know, it almost seemed at the start, you know, it's to rub your face in it, you know, he done well in high school without his deadbeat dad. But at the same time, he got in contact with you, and was he just reaching out to see what you might say? And the fact that he met up with you as well. And we already know how angry the child is because of the misinformation they've been given. And I think it's going to take a lot of time to turn that around. But for OP as well, that they've lost all this time with their own child because they've been lied to. But wise old man says this obviously going to be very hard to negotiate. Your son will need space and time, so take it slowly. If he comes to accept your story, then he will also have to deal with the fact that your ex's parents effectively deprived him of a father for 18 years. Heavy stuff. See if you can get him to agree that you can email or write him, then set out your story again. Try not to be judgmental of others, but just putting it from your point of view. Giving him facts he can check, like your ex's family moved away when she was pregnant with him, can help to show that your version of events check out. Also, your parents still around, because if so, they have a grandchild they never knew about. perhaps they can confirm that you are telling the truth. I would think that over time your son is going to want to find out facts for himself, but you can't just expect him to take your word for it right away. But if you are non-confrontational and you make it about him, not you, chances are the truth will be known in the end. Opie replies saying thank you. I told him he has my number if he ever wants to reach out. I've set a special ringtone for the number he contacted me on and always got my phone at full volume in case he texts or calls. I get it's so much for him. Hell, if it's a lot for me, I can imagine how much it is for him. I'm just praying he comes around, and yes, my parents are still around. It's possible they can confirm. I was never told. Realistic Airport says he contacted you. He agreed to meet you. Now he has a lot of confusing information that he was not expecting. Give it time. Offer him to meet with your parents if he wishes to. Don't push anything. If he comes back, then maybe say, what happened in the past is done. I cannot change that. I didn't know I had a son, and you cannot change what you have been told. But we can create a new relationship going forward if you want to. Then I'm more than willing to support whatever you want this relationship to be. With time, he will see that you are not the person that he was told you were, and that you are in fact a decent human being. He can then go back and see if he can get answers from his grandparents, but they may also have been told from her that you left, etc. So may not even know the truth. Though the moving away thing is fishy. Springtide says the idea of what you are has crystallized and festered over many years. You had the opportunity to explain your side. I would think it untypical to just change an opinion on the whim. It takes time. And I think this is most important. Don't let go. Show by being doggedly persistent that you are not what they claim to be. Don't fucking give up. Keep contacting, try and support him whenever possible. It's a long healing process that requires a lot of convincing through your actions. Get Hit Like says, what about your parents? Even though they're your family, they were present at the time. Maybe they can help convince him that you truly didn't know, or if you have a sibling. Some family or friends present at the time in your life can maybe write a letter or email you on your behalf. It shouldn't be malicious against his grandparents, just a testimony from what someone who knows you and knew you then, who can express your genuine ignorance and be a character witness for you. I wish you the best luck. I'm so sorry for your loss and to be hit with such life-altering and tragic news. I hope you and your son are able to make the best out of knowing each other exist. Don't give up on him. And now, let's move on to that update to find out what happened next. So the update says, honestly, I wasn't sure about posting this. It's been a very emotional, heavy ordeal, and I'm not usually one to post such personal things online. But you all helped a lot, and if it hadn't been for your suggestions, I'd probably still be lost. Well, more lost than I still am right now. I decided to go ahead and find some way to prove things happened the way they did. Old friend of hers from school, family. At least so he'd know the real truth, not just my words against theirs. It took some time, but I actually managed to find and get in touch with my ex's older sister. She wasn't as open to meeting me. Practically had to beg her to at least give me her half hour. Not only was my son told that I bailed on him, but she was told too. Not by my ex though, their parents. I explained my side of it. It didn't seem like she believed me. Thing is, she was across the country in college already, so was only told what happened. I thought I had hit a dead end with her. Only she calls me days later crying. This is where it gets personal. My ex passed away because she was depressed and, well, she did something. She left letters for everyone. Her, their parents, my son, and apparently me. Only they never gave it to me, obviously. She kept it, but again, she thought I was a deadbeat and felt I didn't deserve my ex's last words. She apologized for that. Our meeting sparked interest, and she decided, after all that time, to read what my ex wrote to me. She felt weird about reading it before because my ex intended it to only be for me, so to her it seemed like it might be disrespectful. But she went ahead and read it. All of it was there. Her apologies for never telling me the truth, letting her parents make this decision to keep me from him. Many other personal things that I'd rather not get into here. Her sister came over with a letter. I finally got to read it and it hit me so hard instantly. I think it's the first time since this came out that I really acknowledged the fact that I lost her. Her sister agreed to talk to my son alone. It's all out there now. He called me that same week to ask if we can talk, and he was here at my place. I could tell this was hard on him, just how he still looked angry at me, but was still pretty emotional too. I just told him how sorry I was for not being there. He deserved a father and I couldn't be that when he needed it. And like I told him before, I'm open to being whatever he'd like me to be in his life. After a while, we wound up on the topic of his mum, that I was able to freely talk about for hours. He was very curious about that, took out old pictures and everything. First conversation we got to have without any hostility or tensions. I did break down a few times talking about her, but he seemed to understand. He came over around 9 and it was past midnight by the time we looked at the clock. My son hasn't said anything about what he'd like from our relationship, but he says we can keep talking. I know it's going to take a lot of time and he's not in the best place right now mentally or emotionally. From what her sister told me, he really went off on her parents. Well, they both did. Right now, he's staying with a friend and she's helping him look for his own place. He's got so much going on, so following everyone's advice here, giving him all the time and space he needs. I'm ready to be there for him whenever he needs me, and he at least seems open to it. We have only talked a few more times since, still a bit short with me, not as angry as he was before at least. He knows the truth now, and that's the most important step. It's a bit conflicting because I'm happy that he believes me and given us the opportunity to talk, but also sad that his whole world is a mess right now and he's trying to deal with it. Sorry for the long post, I know it's quite a bit, but it's so much has happened in such a short period. It's not perfect, don't think it'll ever be. He knows that he was lied to and we're talking little by little. All I really hope for. Thank you Reddit for this support, I'll definitely be following your advice as some of you gave some really good ones. And I got to the end of that post and whilst you know I was so happy that OP's finally getting the conversation with his son and things are moving in the right direction, and like OP said, it's going to take a lot of time to get to the place that they probably both really want here, but I couldn't leave it at that, and I was looking through OP's profile to hopefully that they posted some additional posts, and they had. I thought these were the only ones, but they went to the subreddit TrueOffMyChest, or r/OffMyChest, and it said...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My 18-year-old son called me dad for the first time, and this one came like 2 or 3 months down the road from the last one. It said, we're slowly still getting to know each other after he spent his whole life being lied to that I wanted nothing to do with him. Meanwhile, I never had a clue he existed. He's learned the truth now, and he's cut off the people responsible for the lies, his grandparents. My ex and I were only kids ourselves when she got pregnant and was forced to keep it a secret by her parents. She committed suicide when he was still very little and grew up with that lie. That resentment isn't something easy to shake, but we're trying to build something after everything that's happened. Today, we had lunch. Before he left for work, he said, I'll call you later, Dad. He never called me Dad before. Ever. Only went by my first name, and let me tell you, I wanted to so badly to hug my boy and cry. He was looking at me too, to see my reaction. I smiled at him and he smiled back. We gave each other a brief hug before he left, and I haven't been able to stop smiling since. My heart feels like it wants to burst, and I just wanted to share this. Don't think I've cried this much from happiness. Then OP questioned on the relationship advice subreddit saying, should I, 33 male, invite my son, 18 male, to Thanksgiving? It hasn't been that long since we started trying to be a part of each other's lives. I went into detail in previous posts about my history. He was kept from me and I was never told about him. My ex's parents, his grandparents lied about me walking out on him after my ex passed away, and we know the truth now. The thing is, he's cut them out of his life for the lies, and he has no other family except his aunt, my ex's sister. But she had to travel out of the country for some family troubles on her husband's side, and she most likely won't be here in time. Basically, my son won't have anyone to spend it with. On top of already having such a rough few months with everything, and I mean, I want to invite him so he can finally meet my parents and siblings and everyone else in the family. I'm just not sure if it's too soon, or if I'd be making him feel pressured to say yes. Given our history, is it too soon to invite him to a holiday family gathering? And my thoughts on that one, and they mirror many of the commenters as well, is, you know, you've got to give him that opportunity to say yes or no. He can make this decision if he really wants to, but I think it would be a wonderful time to get him to meet that family. But again, it would be down to his choice. But there was an update to that one as well, which said, well, I got over my fear and invited my son in the end. I appreciate the encouragement. Really helped to push past the nerves and ask him if he wanted to spend Thanksgiving, but gave him the option if he'd like to be with my whole family. Some of them, or maybe just us. He didn't give me a straight answer and told me to give him a few days to reply while he thinks about it. In the end, he said he wasn't ready yet to meet the others in my family. This whole year has already come with so many changes in his life, and he's just not sure he can handle so many more right now, which I understand. We spent Thanksgiving just me and him, and I loved it. My son was kind of down, which makes sense with this being his first holiday without his grandparents. He got in a better mood after and were able to talk more. I cherished this time with him. It's hard not to look at him sometimes in awe. How much another person can look so much like you and have a whole personality of their own. I told my son I loved him when he left and he smiled. He was open to meeting my mum a couple of days ago. She tried hard not to cry, but it was still very emotional. He's opening up little by little, and that's something. I want to give my son all the space he needs. And that was the final post from OP's profile. And, you know, I really hope that this relationship continues to move on the up and up. And yeah, and like OP said, as well as for OP as well, so many changes in their lives going on, like the son meeting all these new family he didn't know he had. And it must be an absolute crazy experience. But let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Am I the Arsehole Academic, who says, am I the arsehole for suggesting my boyfriend wouldn't understand my work? I-40s male, work in academia. My job requires a great deal of technical knowledge, and it isn't particularly accessible to people without a certain level of education. That's just a fact. I'm currently dating someone, 20s male, who does not come from an academic background. He is very different from people I've dated in the past and from the majority of my friends. He is a wonderful person and a lot of fun to spend time with, but he is not particularly educated, so I tend not to discuss my work with him. I was having friends from work over for drinks and he asked if he could join us. I tried to politely suggest he might not enjoy it, but he still wanted to come. My friends were very friendly and accommodating, but ultimately he just couldn't understand a lot of things we wanted to talk about. Several of my friends suggested we steer clear of work talk to be more inclusive, but to be perfectly honest, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to talk about topics I found interesting. My boyfriend tried to ask questions and contribute to the conversation when he could, but overall he just seemed lost and it made the evening uncomfortable. I admit I ended up getting slightly snappy when he asked questions and I told him there was no point in trying to explain because he wouldn't get it. I accept that I was too blunt and I did apologize afterwards, but he's still being quiet and standoffish. He said I told him he was too stupid to understand my work, which is deliberately misrepresenting what I said. My friends who were there are divided. Several agree with me, but several think I was unnecessarily rude. One made a joke that I must struggle to apply for research funding if I can't even explain what I do to my own partner. I understand the point she was trying to make, but writing a lay summary is very different to explaining my work to someone who didn't even go to college. Was I the arsehole? Now, I may be coming at this one from the wrong angle, but this whole post just felt so condescending to me. It almost felt like OP was talking about a toddler in some of the ways they were talking, like, ugh, that person's not going to understand what I'm talking about. I'm way too smart for that. And one of the parts that really jumped out to me where it said several of my friends suggested we steer clear of work talk to be more inclusive, but to be perfectly honest, I didn't want to do that. And I thought, sort of felt like your friends got it that, you know, we should include everyone because it's a social situation and you didn't. So I feel like this is more about you. And again, just the condescending tone, someone who didn't even go to college. And as always, I can already tell you when we get down to that comments, I guarantee the age thing is going to be brought up as well. But the whole way through this post, it just had me thinking, why are you with this person if you think of them this way? You know, they can't understand me. I'm way too smart for that. Ah, man, that winds me up. But Temporary Badger says, you're the arsehole. Or, did your boy toy get uppity and expect to actually be treated like a human being and in front of your special grown-up friends? How awful. You might be better off just getting a blow-up doll if you don't want to have to bother to treat your partner with respect. I know many, many academics, and the smartest ones are easily able to communicate about what they do to a broad range of people, regardless of their formal education. Either you're not one of the smartest ones, or the idea that your boyfriend can understand your work is too threatening to your tiny ego, so you'd rather avoid admitting it. And it's pretty notable that multiple friends who understand your work thoroughly don't think it's impossible to explain to someone. Chilula says, and you're the arsehole. If it is something you understand exceptionally well, you should be able to dumb it down for a 5-year-old. Your boyfriend wants to be involved and supportive of your work, and you told him he was too stupid. Also, it can help hearing those stupid questions because it allows you to look at the topic at a different angle or challenge yourself to be able to properly explain it. I honestly feel the need to add that you sound like someone who wants a trophy, not a partner. Someone young and cute that you can keep on the shelf at home and interact with every once in a while. Rap2 writes, says, you're the arsehole for being a condescending jackass and for pursuing a relationship with a guy literally young enough to be your son. By the way, if you can't explain your work to a layperson, you don't understand what you do as well as you think. Miss Anth says, you're the arsehole, and then quotes, several of my friends suggested we steer clear of work talk to be more inclusive. Then says, your friends are not arseholes. They know how to behave at a gathering. Grumpy says, you're the arsehole. I guarantee the person who made the evening uncomfortable was not the guy trying to make conversation and asking questions, but that person's partner who was patronizing and rude. Jardine says, and quotes, someone who didn't even go to college, then goes on to say, man, oh man, with loving and respectful statements like that, I just don't understand what your boyfriend could possibly be upset about. You're the arsehole, and kinda a big one. And one more from THC who says, info, why are you dating someone half your age? Do you feel a lot of superiority dating someone so much younger, immediately labeling them as incapable of ever understanding your work? I feel sorry for your boyfriend. He actually wanted to be more involved in your life. Have a good friend who desperately wishes her boyfriend would take bigger interest in her life. And here you are just snobbing your nose at what seems to be a very engaged partner. It also doesn't sound like your boyfriend is always jamming himself into your get-togethers with your friends. Correct me if I'm wrong. So really, you do come off as an insensitive jerk in this post. So, you're the arsehole. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you deal with it if you was OP's partner and you found out you was being spoken to about like that? I'm pretty 99% sure I wouldn't hang around for it, but let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time, as always, means the absolute world to me. Thank you so, so much for taking it, because I just know how important your time is. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.